Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo.
Are you someone who's wanting to improve their mental health? Maybe you're at a point where you're not feeling so good. Maybe you're feeling a bit stressed. Maybe you're feeling a bit down. Maybe you're feeling a bit anxious. Well, today I'm going to share my challenges with my own mental health and also five tips that have really helped me improve it. And if you stay until the end, I have an extra point for you then as well. Now, if you're looking to regularly be on top of your self-esteem and confidence, which I personally love doing, then join our weekly newsletter, because in that, what I'm going to do is keep you up to date with all the latest episodes and also give you a weekly confidence tip so you don't miss out on things that could be really improving your life. Just check the show notes link below for signing up for that for free. Okay, so I want to, first of all, just be very clear again. I'm not a mental health professional. I'm not claiming to be. I'm not a therapist or anything like that. I'm just a man sharing my own journey, as I am always on this. Yes, I've done coaching. Yes, I've done mentoring and various different aspects. Yet I'm not a qualified mental health professional. I'm just sharing my own story. And I think the more people can share their own experience, which people can't argue with because it's their experience, the more we can impact lives if it's done with good intention. So my personal view is it's like physical health, right? There's certain rules. There's certain things you do to improve it. Now, sometimes you'd understand why things are getting worse in your physical health. And also that can be the case in your mental health, right? Sometimes you just feel really, really sad. Sometimes you could just in your physical health just feel really drained, right? Well, I've certainly experienced that. And in particular, I've had a real 2022 and 2023, I had some events happen, and it's not necessarily the events themselves that impacted my mental health, but what they really revealed to me, triggering off some things inside of myself. Whilst I had a really great 2020 and 2021, right? And that was coming back from a really tough 2019. So actually what I'm learning now is really gold, because I'm able to share with other people and help other people and actually teach myself as I go through some of the challenges. And I believe, like, we all have mental health. It's just sometimes we don't have it where we'd like it to be, right? We're all different. And I think it's an ongoing, like your physical health, you don't just stop working on it. You're always working on it, in my personal view as well. It's always something you're going to be working on, right? So, yeah, that's kind of a little bit about me. But I'm always learning. I'm always listening to personal growth. And the thing is, with personal growth, there's a lot of people telling you should do this, this, and this. And it's like, well, some things work for some people, some things don't for others. And then there's some people just like, no, that always works. It doesn't, right? In my view, everything's like individual, right? We've got different preferences. And it takes a bit of experimenting to find out what works for you, for your physical health, mental health, like physical health. Like, there's certain things I don't enjoy doing. Actually, I'm trying to think what exercise I wouldn't enjoy doing. But, you know, I love football. I love, like, a really long gym session. I love going to the gym, but I wouldn't want to go for a 2-hour gym session. Yet there's some people who love a 2-hour gym session. Not that many people I know of, but it is something. Physical health. And, like, I love playing football. I love, like, sprinting. I love running. So when I say sprinting, like intervals on the treadmill, that's what I mean. I did use to sprint, actually. And for my mental health, right, I really like breath work. Like, doing breath work really works for me. I actually did some earlier and it was too intense. I actually got, I think I mixed it too much of caffeine, but it actually made me quite impacted me. I went a bit overboard. Anyway, side note, there's some things mental, like a really long meditation, just sitting there, I'd find really hard to do. Yeah. Some people are like, oh no, you've got to meditate for an hour. It's like, no, that's just personal preference, right? Now, there are certain things in life you've got to do, like brush your teeth. If you don't brush your teeth are going to go, right? But, like, it's your own individual preference, I believe, for mental health, what works for you, what doesn't. Now, if you don't work on it, I believe it's going to be hard work, like physical health. If you don't look after your physical health, it's going to cost you. Maybe not immediately, but down the line, it will cost you. And I believe that's the same for the mental health. If I keep listening to rubbish, consuming rubbish, talking bad to myself, it's going to impact me sooner or later, right? And usually people wonder why they feel negative about themselves, because it's been a trained pattern that's not your fault, but like it's gone on for years. Now it is your choice what you want to do with some of the self-talk you're giving yourself, for instance, right? I want to ask you this before we go into the mental health tips I've got for you today. How does it help you by, you know, staying in the same situation and not doing anything differently? Because if you're anything like me, it doesn't help. It feels frustrating. It feels stressful. Okay. Now, I also want to be clear that there's obviously certain disorders out there which are like extreme mental health extremes, in which case I would obviously, I can't guide you where to go, but that'd be the case where most people go see a professional in that case. So again, these are just my top five tips that have really helped me. One, train daily, like you would physically. Generally, you'll do some kind of not everyone does, but it's good practice to some kind of exercise, light to intense. Like I do that every day. Like it might be a long walk, or it might be a heavy weights lifting session in a gym. It might be playing football. I train myself every day physically. I train myself mentally every day with things like meditation through breath work, every single day without fail. Number two, the information you consume. Your mind is always open. It's always taking in things. Now you can train it what to listen to. If you're sat around negative people all day, or you're sat around negative information like the news, for example, or even worse, well, actually, I don't know what is much worse than the news. Anyway, or if you're listening to constant negativity, it's going into your head, and that's not going to make your mental health very good. So just be very conscious. Am I surrounding myself with the right information for my mental health? One of the bad things I was doing, admittedly, was, and I'm still a work in progress, admittedly, but I am someone who obviously runs a business a little bit on it, is too much social media consuming and just scrolling. I think a lot of us are guilty. So I found times I'm using, times I'm not. The third one, nutrition, right? The impact nutrition has on my mental health is insane. People think nutrition, physical health, good body. Oh, I'm not that bothered about my body and all that kind of thing. I found it such an impact on the mind, right? If I have too much coffee, I'm going to feel anxious and stressed. I had that earlier. Like I drank way too much coffee and I was really shaking. I was not feeling good. I had to do a lot of breath work, drink a lot of water, really calm myself down. Right. So nutrition is absolutely essential. Just be careful what you're consuming or not consuming, because is there a certain amount of like food you have, maybe there's sugar and you get really anxious. Well, maybe you want to watch that. And also, are you having the right things? So you're having vitamin D. There's not enough vitamin D usually in the UK. And I'm a vegan. So I'm in the UK where we don't have that much sun, and I'm a vegan, so my vitamin D intake, I have to make sure I take supplements. Are you getting enough vitamin D? I'm not going to go too much into nutrition. I just know this because it's important for my mental health. Are you getting enough vitamin D, enough vitamin B, omega-3s? Are you getting those sources in, right? And if you want to do your own research on this, know it. But there's deficiency, essentially, nutrition on your mental health. Deficiency, if you're not having enough of these good things, it can impact on your mood. And then secondly, sensitivity. This is sugar triggering you when you have too much. Are there certain foods when you feel lethargic or your mood changes? It's not just your physical health that's impacted by nutrition. And this is the thing people forget about, because we're just getting to these unconscious habits of having the same things again and again. The fourth one, support from the right people. Okay, I want to be very clear on what I mean by this, because sometimes, like, I 100% agree with the idea that it's better to share with someone than keep it into yourself in some cases. Right. I definitely agree with sharing and being open about your mental health. Right. Yet, I also do believe you can have certain conversations with certain people and it could make it worse. And what I mean by that is, I wrote a blog about this the other day, and I'm going to say what I said in that blog. There's four types of people. Number one, if you go and share something with people, there's people who just won't really care, either intentionally or unintentionally. Like, oh, yeah, I do care, but they don't really, right? In which case, obviously, don't reach out to them. Not everyone can care about everyone. Doesn't make them a bad person. They might be a bad person, but doesn't make them a bad person necessarily. It's just human beings can't care for everyone, right? Okay. If that's their kind of attitude towards you, you know, walk away, right? From whatever kind of relationship that is, right? The second one, people are just nasty and going to betray your trust. Right. Unfortunately, some people have really low self-esteem, so they invite those people in. I'm very fortunate that I don't do that. And if I do see any kind of disrespect, I generally speak up pretty quick. I wouldn't have used to, but now I don't stand for it at all. Right. Now, those kind of people you don't want to talk to if you're struggling, because you're going to feel a lot worse because they will betray your trust. Now, hopefully, you know those first two types of people. Okay. But the third and fourth type of people, they're different. But there's a difference between the third and the fourth. The third type of person, and this again is just my definition from my experience of who to share with and who to not share with when you're having challenges. The third type of person is a good human being. Now, the first and second can also be, well, the second one's probably not such a nice human being if they're going to betray your trust, although, but they might have their own issues. Like the first person could be, they just don't care. But anyway, this third person is someone who actually does care about you. Yeah, they may not be the best person to go to because they don't have the capacity. And in the past, I've been this person. I wanted to help someone, but I didn't have the capacity to receive or be there for them. This person has good intentions, but what they're going to do is either project, usually unconsciously, their own challenges and think they understand what you're going through, yet they really don't because they don't really listen. They just want to fix stuff. They're not there to hold space for you. They're just like, oh, this person's upset. I want to help them. I'm just going to come in and firefight. When actually all you want to do is just feel their presence and talk to them. Now, this third type of person, again, is usually a really lovely, well-intentioned human being. But I've got mates like this who are good guys, right? But they just don't have that capacity to understand. So I know they're good to hang out with and have a laugh. But like, if I've got a real challenge, particularly a real setback in life, I'm probably not going to share it with them because they'll just be telling me what they think they would do. And they're usually not hearing me because there's a difference between hearing or listening to me. There's a difference between hearing something and actually really understanding someone. And then there's the fourth type of person. These are people who are there, they understand, and they really are going to hold space for you. And these are the best types of people. Now, there are professionals in this, like a therapist. I have a couple of therapists, actually. I have like a somatic, or he's kind of a coach, somatic therapist coach. And I also have another therapist I sometimes go to who's just there for talking, right? And they're both brilliant. They're trained professionals to hold space. Yeah, I'm very fortunate that I've also got people in my network who are very good at holding space and listening to me on a deep level. And those are the people I can really trust. Now, I want to be honest because sometimes people think of family, and generally, not everyone's got a healthy family. I'm very fortunate. I've got a lovely, amazing family. I know not everyone, but it doesn't mean you shouldn't have challenges, by the way, just because you've got a lovely family. You know, a lot of stuff can go on in your life, right? And vice versa, you might not have any challenges, but not have the family you wanted, right? but sometimes families just want to come in and fix it. So they're not necessarily always the fourth type of person, even though they care about you. So having the fourth type of people in your life, the people who really want to truly understand and can understand and hold the space for you, they're really important, even if it's just like a trained professional that you hire or something. But there's people out there, right? Now, I'm not saying, in my view, like if you got a third type of person, that's better than nothing. But ideally, who's like there to kind of just give you advice. But what I would do if someone's a third type of person and they do have the capacity to be a fourth type of person is I would say, look, I'm not really looking for advice or, you know, you to tell me your problems. I just would like to, you say you could do that in future. You know, I'm here for you. But right now, what I need is just like a friend or support who can just listen to me and hold the space. Some people still don't have the capacity. Some people will shift that when you tell them that. and turn that fourth type of person. So having the right type of people is really, and sharing with them has really helped me with my mental health. And there's always people out there. And then the fifth one, right. I want to be, this is something I just added this in today when I came across a situation. Taking action. Now, I want to be really clear. There's a balance. There's going to be imbalances between feeling your emotions, doing that deep work on yourself, and taking action. If you've just lost someone, something, or situation, you're going to be feeling your emotions a lot more than the amount of action and going out there, right? Okay. And some people, unfortunately, I've been guilty of this, just like ignore their feelings, just take action, in which case that's like suppressing your emotion. It just builds up and makes it worse over time, which I've now had to deal with the consequences of doing that in the last couple of years, when they've all come kind of projecting out these emotions. So there's always a balance. But what I found is that if I'm constantly feeling, which is good, it's better than not feeling and not taking any action, then that actually can be counterproductive. And what I mean by that is, for example, when I felt low, I would, you know, I wouldn't feel like exercising or playing football sometimes. And I'd say, look, I'm going to go out and I'm going to go for a run. And you can't think about going for a run. You actually have to take action to go for a run to run, right? You probably know what I mean. And that made me feel better afterwards because I took the action. When I play football, might score a goal, might get man of the match. Might not, obviously, not every game. Don't win every game either, although we do pretty well. And then that made me feel better. Like, I work in sales. Like, sometimes I felt really low and I had a call and then, like, my mind's like, it's going to be really difficult. Can I reschedule it? And I'm like, no. And then I take the call, do my best, and then I get a result out of it. I help the person with integrity, of course, knowing I can help them, and I really support them with their questions and I hold space for them. And then maybe they sign up. I feel really great because I took the action. So to change my mental health, sometimes what I find is actually I do have to take a bit of action, not just dwell in feeling low all the time. But I want to be very clear that if I have just lost something like a job or a person or maybe a relationship or something like that, there's going to be more feeling into how I'm feeling than taking the action, of course. Yeah, there comes a point where not taking action is actually costing my mental health a lot more. So I've got an extra point for you as well. Just for that, I want to point you in the direction of our weekly self-esteem and confidence newsletter, where you can keep up to speed with all the latest episodes and get a weekly confidence tip. So if you want to get access to that free newsletter, all you got to do is click in the link in the show notes below. Okay, so my bonus point for you is self-awareness. Absolutely critical for mental health, I found, right? What I do every single day is I score myself in five areas of my life: my physical health, my emotions, my spiritual, by that I mean growing and giving, relationships, friends and family, relationship, romance, or romantic partner. And then sixth one is finances, business, slash career, right? What am I doing on those? Like, what do I score? And why am I giving myself that score? So some days I'm like buzzing. I'm like 10 out of 10 physical health. What's I doing? Maybe I got 7 to 8 hours worth of sleep. Maybe I didn't eat anything bad or processed food apart from fruit in the morning. Maybe I did a particular exercise like running or did an interval training or a certain weight session that really got me into the mood. Emotions, like, am I feeling amazing or not so much? Like, what was it? What have I done that day that's given me that feeling? Because the more I write it out, the more I become aware of things that make me get more energy and drain my energy, and that make me feel good, don't make me feel so good, right? And sometimes something might come out of left field and just not me, and it's like a situation you don't expect. Of course, that's going to impact you, right? But like generally the habits that I become aware of allow me to then go, okay, when I have like sugar or like even like a healthy sugar bar, I'm doing a bit of comments if you're listening to me, like those so-called healthy like cereal bars, which probably aren't really healthy with all the stuff they put in it, like it's like, oh, I had that again, and my mood won't really lie. Maybe I'm sensitive to something in it. And that just creates awareness. The chances are I won't have as many in the future. So I do that every day. And then every week, I'll just go through and review all these notes. And I'll be like, okay, am I noticing any patterns throughout my week? It sounds a bit excessive, but actually every day it takes me, I copy and paste the notes from the day before and then just edit it. So it takes me no more than 2 minutes to do. Can you have 2 minutes each day for your mental health and just scoring it? It's up to you. But I say if it's a priority, probably. We find 2 minutes to scroll on our phones or go on Netflix. Why can't you do 2 minutes each day to have a stop take of your mental health? Completely up to you, right? And then each week, like I just schedule that. I do a bit of a longer review, but that part of it probably takes me 15 minutes for a week. So what we're looking at here, we're looking at 30 minutes total a week for all of those things, like including the daily and the weekly. Do you have that amount of time to look at your mental health? It's up to you, 30 minutes a week. Let's see. So that's what I got for you today. I appreciate you for being here. You're improving other people's lives by being the best you. And remember, you are in control of your own self-esteem and confidence.